I am DJ Prime. Remember, all my friends are dope.
Welcome to Side Hustle Radio Worldwide, the home of indie, underground hip hop, and R&B.
Today we got the one and only Mr. 614, you know, DJ Prime, Triple Threat, DJ, producer.
Mister, I can do this all day.
All day. I mean, what is there anything you can't do, Prime? Tell us.
or you don't do. Let's say
or is there anything you don't do? Photography, right. I mean, merchandising. I mean,
I do photography. I got cameras on.
That's what I'm saying. Video, I know.
I can't play the kalimba. I'm learning how to play the kalimba.
Oh, Lord. Look out. Look out.
So, I'm trying to be Earth, Wind, and Fire over here.
Okay. Hey, okay. But real quick, man. Hey, but out of all your hats and all the things you do, is there a favorite? Like, because people probably don't know you're a triple threat, really. That it's not too many triple threats in the game that rhyme, DJ, and produce. You're talking like a J. Ross, you're talking like a Lord Finesse, a Diamond D, like, you and some elite company.
Diamond D that I take after. But man, my first love is music and DJing.
Okay.
Since I was 11, man, you know. Playing records ever since I was a toddler, but actually rocking parties, rocking the backyard barbecues, I was 11.
Oh, wow.
That's always stuck with me. So when a lot of people met me, like in the 90s, I think we met, you didn't know I was DJing, you know I was producing when you came
over. Yeah, I knew you was doing beats when I met you,
Yeah. I was doing beats, I was still DJing, but you know, I was more, you know, getting into beats because I was doing it in college too.
Okay.
So, yeah, my number one thing is DJing, man. The music, right. The music.
So after 40 years of DJing, and I know you notice or experience the changes in DJing, do you still prefer your vinyls over the new technique way?
Because as my brother Booker would know, and I hope everybody else would know, you can't sell an MP3. There's no value to that. I sell this country preacher. I bought it I've had it ever since I was a kid, but if I sold this, that's 12, 20 easy dollars.
Easy. Well, I just saw it for $7.99, but I'm just saying you could get 15, 20 off of it all day.
Yeah.
You don't see out there in the field a lot.
Right. Vinyl just has that sound, that feel, that nostalgia that you grew up with. You know, right. Saturday morning, listen to the radio while you're cleaning up, listen to Motown or whatever. That was the DJ playing vinyl records. Wasn't no MP3, wasn't no computer. You know?
Okay. So I know it's been so many years and you probably own hundreds of vinyls, but can you name one that's your prized possession?
All of my Miles Davises. My Miles Davis and my John Coltrane.
Wow.
So more of the jazzy type feel.
Yeah, jazz, because jazz is hard to get. I mean, it's not hard, it's expensive to get compared to like if I, you know, get Cameosis by Cameo, you know. Right. But I say Miles because that's the first thing my father introduced me to. That is my Led Zeppelin album, Led Zeppelin 2.
Okay.
Those are two good ones because those are both heavily sought after artists. Yes. I mean, for diggers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those are good. And like you said, you could flip them easily for 30, 40 bucks. Easy.
Especially if I got two or three copies, so I'm not worried about it, you know.
Yeah, you can flip those easy.
But I'm not as deep as that dude up there above me. Him.
Man, listen.
I'm trying to get on his level.
Okay. I don't know. I don't even know if Jay Rawls is on his level anymore because he's addicted to vinyl.
Puka's the
team. He'll tell you he's not. Rawls, like, I got a lot. I tried more stuff. Like, the difference probably between myself, like, and Jay Rawls and Prime, like, I take a lot of chances. I spend a lot of money. If it looks dope, I'm going to try it out because I'm looking for that next sample that nobody got. You know what I'm saying? So for that, I'm going to go all in. Like, you know, how I go. Look at me. Look at EFC. That's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you, this $5 is going to get me either five albums at $1 piece or it's going to get me, it's going to get me $20.45. I'm a cheap digger.
See, he a cheap digger. Ross a cheap digger too.
I haven't seen no vinyl up under $20. I haven't.
You ain't looking, man.
Like in certain markets, that's the going rate. 20 Yeah. Like California, 20-25. You're not going under that. We have
spots here. We have used kids. You can even go to your local
thrift store.
Thrift store. Depending on what side of town you go to.
Now, what you working on? What you always working on something besides the dope t-shirts you putting out musically, like you got albums coming out or projects or what's going on?
Right now I got some things in the works. I'm working on the project, but you know, like I said, I'm a man with many hats. I'm mastering, mixing and mastering a project for this young cat coming out named King Nova. Dope. Okay. Oh man, the beats is nice. So I'm working on this. But my project, anything I do for myself, if I ain't making money immediately, I'll put that to the side and take care of the customer.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha.
And this would be the last major thing I did was for Jay Rawls and John Robinson.
Is King Nova a Columbus artist?
Yes. Young cat, hungry. He don't sound like none of these little teeny boppers. He ain't on that.
You talking about Nova?
He said King Nova.
King Nova.
K-I-N-G. King Nova. That's what he goes by.
Okay.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we interviewed a Nova, last week or two weeks ago?
No, that's Nova the Rebel. Right?
Nova the Rebel. So,
yeah. But it's another Nova that Jay Ross just worked with who's super nice. Like,
yeah, I know. Not him neither. I know you're talking about.
Nah. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Okay.
He may have to change his name. I just thought about that. Okay.
When you said it, I'm like, did Nova change his name to King Nova?
No. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You threw me off. And then you was like, he's super lyrical. He's nice. I'm like, that's Nova. Like, that's the Nova. I don't know.
Maybe they need to battle for the name. You know how we used to do it.
That's what I told them about the other Nova. Let's set up. We can do it right here, man. I'm going to make that happen, man. Let's battle for the King of Nova title.
They say that rap is old and I've been here for a minute, so calm down. This is my time to get. They say that rap is old and I've been here for a minute, so calm down. This is my time to get offended. You've heard the whack, you've heard the traps, so stand down and listen to the word rap. We've got bars, no hood stars, straight jacket, lame dames with no names less than average. Yeah, youngin' son, I'm talking to you. Your hype man, yes man, and your crew. Lost like sheep, following and swallowing the same pill. Let's keep it real for the same deal. 360 and your circle's getting smaller. Now everybody's strapping, no longer is a hauler.
What you gotta do is play your position. Sit down and listen the skills that you're missing. And shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. You better take notes and see the way we walk. Like Burlington, no need for swag, still hurting them. Poetic justice, man, it's just us to lead by the way of the right, cause you disgust us. The beat knocks and the message ain't subliminal. Yo, whack with no hose bars and I'ma finish it. And you can say that my skills are so effing hot. I'm about to wreck your body and turn them on. Hardcore is really what the public has asked for. Prime, give me some time, I'm about to give you more. With no pizza, Ciroc or Molly's, back to beats and lyrics like Lottie Dottie. Don't ever doubt me, just ask about me. Getting down, leaving bodies buried underground. A lifetime longer than your 50 minutes. Trust me, your grandkids still won't hear.
Whatever just came out yesterday, that's easy. So the 20 other DJs that go out on the Friday night, you know, Drake dropped this morning. Oh, 20 other DJs still got the same Drake. But mm-hmm. if I'm playing something different and it's better than that, then I won. Mm-hmm. So you gotta search. It's time consuming and sometimes it's real frustrating. But thanks to people like Dupois and other people on their own radio stations, they can change the dynamics. We ain't got to listen to the Breakfast Club play this song, and then an hour later they're playing the same song. And then when they go off at 10 o'clock, guess what? The regular radio station is playing the same song again.
Yeah. So outside of finding something that's going to catch other people's attention, like, you know, something new, what stands out to you? By it being so saturated? And you don't have time to go through every song, what is something that jumps out to you to make you pay attention to that song?
The creativity. Mm-hmm. Okay. If it doesn't sound like everything else, you got my attention already. Okay. If it didn't sound like the same, you know, 74 BPM, the same bounce, all right, you already got my attention. Now, especially with the internet, you got, I'm not on Snapchat, but I'm on Instagram, and Instagram shows a lot of those reels and other little TikTok joints. Sometimes a visual will help too. Okay. Now, if you got a nice visual, oh, okay, I'm gonna check you out. Now I'm gonna go explore your page and see what else you got. Then if you got a link to your Bandcamp or wherever, then I'm gonna go there too. But it just has to be something that's catchy, something that's, you know, or something that sounds familiar, like when Her dropped Damage. Fell in love as soon as I heard the opening notes, because I knew that was Making Love in the Rain. That's something I already knew. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's Her. So I'm already digging Her already. And then you're going to do that? Oh, man, you got me locked.
Man, I had a good question for both of y'all as DJs. And JC, you might relate. As DJ, let me just say this. I've lost the love for music right now. You know what I'm saying? And I reverted back to old school because I just don't feel this music no more. I just don't feel it, bro. And I don't know how to get it back. I don't know who to listen to anymore. And even my legends, my go-to legends, I ain't rocking with them like that no more. They're not putting out the music that I want to hear, that I'm used to hearing. So, I mean, how do you stay motivated and to play the music that's out? You know what I'm saying? What comes out now?
I don't worry about that anymore. because okay, you got to realize, I'll be 52 in June.
Right.
There's there's some 16-year-olds out there, 18-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 20, they out there DJing. I'll let them take care of that. Mm. I'm going to stick to what I know.
Yep.
I know old, because that's good music. Right. I'm not saying everything back in the 90s was great.
Right.
It wasn't. But it's the music I know. It makes me feel a certain way. You can dance to it. You can sing along to the words to it. Mm-hmm. And it feels good to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new stuff, that's for them. That's for them. And, you know, mm-hmm. the new technology. I'm not knocking controllers, whatever. But that's, you know, it's a young man's game now. Mm-hmm. I stay motivated by, you know, Buka's posting, you know, oh, I got this break. I got, oh, man, you know, he's posting good music. Music mm-hmm. I've never heard of that came out in the 70s. So I'm searching for that. And then I'm listening to my peers who's my age that still continues to play that type of music. Yeah, they'll drop in a new joint every now and then, but they'll also drop in some stuff I've never heard. So, yeah, I admit, I'm just now watching people on Twitch. I've never heard of that. Oh, that's nice. Now I'll add that to my set later on when I play. Mm-hmm. But I like I'm saying, I don't try to compete with the young cats. No. They litty. I don't know the terms. They lit and it's
yeah.
Keep it over there. And there's a place for them. That's the Breakfast Club. Right. That's 106.7 The Beat. That's 107.5, whatever. I'm right here with DPS Radio. I'm over here. I'm over there, you know. And then you got the Spotify and the iTunes are force feeding you what mm-hmm. they want you to play.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still dealing with that. So that's why you got to dig and find your own stuff. Or like I said, I just listen to other DJ. Let me see what Scratch Bash is playing today. Mm-hmm. Let me see what Jazzy Jeff is rocking.
In the lab that I spent, digging the crates, making beats, twisting knobs, spitting heat, cutting wax, making heads now. I got my swag up, 20 years plus, in the game, getting fame, there's no stopping us. The pioneers of the real hip hop paved the way in the CO streets, and it don't stop. I'm still eating, taking $1 million meetings. I'm passing you by, you still beefing, still crying that you got no love. It don't pay to live your life as a studio thug. And it's a damn shame, cause I was never you. I hit the block, hustle hard, it's called paying dues. I tried to told you, now that I'm older, I'm getting better with time, I'm about to show you.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style of you.
So you got swag,
just another motherfucker,
and your shit sucks.
Still the same motherfucker.
See, I'm original, ain't no other motherfucker. Manipulate the crowd under spells of that whack shit, that bullshit, major crap shit that you hear on your radio station, in rotation across the nation. Enough to make your eardrums bleed. I understand it's real hip hop that you need. Nah, I ain't bitter, just getting bigger. Real nigga, you can follow me on Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, Black Planet, Wikipedia, Google me, damn it. That's the one that's known to rock the party, the dopest producer. So ask anybody.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
Too bad, hip hop. I don't know what they call that.
outside of her, is there any new artist that, you know, you like?
There probably is, but I don't know who they are. And like I said, because I get my emails is filled up and my folders, I work a 9-to-5. I really don't have time to go through and listen. And you know how we used to listen to music, we used to drop the needle. If it ain't hitting on that first beat or that first 20 seconds, I'm out the door. Mm-hmm. So
do me a favor, rewind that. So what did you say about the beat? What catches you about, because we have this conversation, these two right here and me, they be on me. They be like, boo, like some of the artists, I don't feel that stuff because I'm like you. I'm listening, pushing that MP3 or whatever, and I'm like,
first off, DJ.
Hold on.
Like, you seen Set It Off, right? Huh? Remember when Cleo was in there in the car trying all the music and tossing it out the window? Like, so every time he open up something, if the beat don't hit him, it's out the window. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, I don't like him.
But he reiterated my point. He even said it with Vinyl. Like, we put on a Young MC and we'd be like, oh, no, hell no, that's whack. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or put on somebody else and you'd be like, yo,
I kinda like Young MC, really.
Be like, yo, that's dope. Like, I mean, if it don't catch you in them, it's the beat. Like me and Jay Ross say, for us, it's the beat. If you got a dope beat, we're more inclined to listen to you.
So, piggyback on that, like I said, I got 20, 30 MP3s to listen to. I click play. The first one goes, and it sounds like every other song that's already out. The same type of beat, the same kick, the same snare, all right, next one. I'm done with it. Mm. Until something jumps out on me like, oh, now if you got a nice little suspenseful beginning, then I'll start listening to it. What's the dude's name? The Baby.
Yeah.
He don't give you time. He just comes and start rapping.
Yeah.
Ain't no beat. He just. So I'm like, okay, I get into it. I get into him. I get into Little Baby. See. But, you know, I look to see what else is on their album besides the thing that they're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He's still like on the album cuts, the B side, the 12 inch, the unreleased joint. Yeah.
So when I'm playing to a younger audience, and I'm playing some Kevin Gates, I'm playing B joints. I'm playing C cuts. That's real smooth and late. Like, oh yeah, you know, boom. Like Busta Rhymes dropped the album, dope album. The main single he puts out, I don't like.
Mm-mm.
I wasn't digging that. But I was digging the other stuff, the older stuff, the joint he did with Kendrick Lamar.
That's my favorite one. But that whole album is, that's my favorite one. But I ain't going to get into Busta Rhymes' album right now.
And then Tuesday, see, the real thing is with us DJs, I don't know how the boys work or any other DJ work. I know Buka does this. When we are digging and listening to music or shopping for music, we're looking at liner notes. We're looking at credits. So if I know Timberland did this, and I know Timberland doing this, or I know DJ Premier's worked with this chick and worked with that artist, I'm definitely going to listen to it. Mm-hmm. Because I already know what I'm getting.
Yep. Right.
Now, who's surprising me now is who's the guy that just did Nas' album?
Hit Boy.
Yeah.
He has a wide range of stuff. Him and Summer Walker's little boyfriend. What's his name? Is that the same person?
London on the track.
I did that because they're creating. They're taking chances. They're not sticking to the same format we're used to hearing. Now they're opening up their hard drive. They're opening up their Pro Tools. Their tools to make music. So there's good stuff out there. I'm not bashing all.
And they sampling too.
And they sampling. And there's a lot of these kids that's sampling. A lot of these kids is catching me. They're sampling. They got these producer kids, drum kids, sample kits out where it's all 90s R&B. But it's just slowed down and filtered out. You'll hear Aaliyah here. Or you'll hear, like, a dude I work with. He got a dope joint. Some producer made it. He sampled The Softest Place on Earth by who's them girls?
Oh, Escape.
Escape. Man, that came on. I was like, woo. But
they
a lot of the music
formula with that.
A lot of the music today is just slow music and ride music. I grew up dancing, you know, doing the kid play kick step and all kinds of, you know, just sweating. A nice two-step. I can't get a nice two-step with today's music.
Let me see. Yeah.
You want to see you do the kid play?
Time will break out in the dance.
I need to see that.
His sister is dope. Is your sister a professional dancer or a choreographer or something,
Fry? Hey, man, see all that, bro.
See? Yeah, I seen you and her trying to do something on her. Like, I can still do it.
I'll give you the link to the video. You can see me get down.
Okay.
I gave you my best LL. I'm bad. With the
oh, my God.
Oh, no, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
So as far as rapping, have you picked up the pen and pad? What's up, man? You ain't... I know.
It's like, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what to say sometimes, you know? I mean, the last joint I did, well, I did a song called 24. That was my last song I wrote. And that was just basically about a letter to Columbus, like, thanks for giving me no love, y'all. Right. I've never been in the other paper. I've never been in the Dispatch. I've never been in, what's the other magazine? Not the other paper,
Columbus
but something. I've never been in Columbus, never.
Drop a dope project. We'll make it happen. That's easy.
I'm not worried about that.
After 40 years, you would think like somebody would have paid homage to him.
Well, he's on with us, so we paying homage. So we giving you your flowers right now. And if it's coming from me, and then you know it's real. So listen, you know what I'm saying?
Like I always say, all my friends are dope. People who know me know what I've done. So that was the last song I wrote. And the song before that was just like my letter to hip hop. It was called What I Missed, featuring Camille So Dope.
I was gonna ask you about that, because you said in the year 2020 you put out a new song every month. So how
I got burnt out.
Hey,
was those so Prime, was those brand new songs like hot off the press, or were you going back in your hard drive?
All of them was brand new.
Okay. Yeah,
except for one. The one I dropped in May was called Gotta Have You, because I tried to, you know, Cinco de Mayo, but that was an old song I had on my album. So I figured it'd be, you know, to lift everybody's spirits, because, you know, COVID just killed everything, just killed everybody's vibe, their positivity. It was just a negative time. I figured, you know, try to do something. But yeah, then I got burnt out.
Yeah, Camille's a dope artist. So how did that come about with you working with her?
I just always wanted to work with her. I just wanted to find something that was right. You know, because I'm cool with everybody and all these new artists and all the old artists. There's a really beautiful artistic community here in Columbus. So there was always, I always wanted to do something for her. And when I came up with, you know, the song and the idea of sampling Sherelle, Everything I Miss, I'm like, instead of sampling Sherelle, let me get, because it was either between her or Weezy. And I was like, well, I think Camille can do it perfect the way I want it done. Mm-hmm. Plus, she's talented enough to record herself. So I didn't have to book a studio time. She can just record it on her Pro Tools and stuff, and she layered it, mixed it, and it was just perfect. She's
a very seductive type feel, has a very soulful tone to her. So yeah. Okay.
I think when I first played it to her, she didn't realize it was her.
Oh wow.
You made it sound that good.
A lot of people didn't realize. It was like, okay, so where's Camille at? She's singing the chorus. She's like, that's not her. I said, yes, it is. I just know how to admit it. I know how to get what I want out of it.
You did. You did. I thought that was
You thought it was Sherelle too, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was Sherelle too.
Listen to the words. The words are different.
Yeah.
The word, I wrote the words different, and it was her. I just mixed it perfect. Damn. And it's so perfect that YouTube has credited as Sherelle. It's not even my story anymore. I uploaded on my page, and it's credited to Sherelle.
Society
and for everyone. That's true hip-hop.
Okay. So do you still keep in touch with the members of Black Minds of Music?
Woo, what's wrong about that?
I know that was like when your first group that you was in,
yes,
right?
I do. And the reason I do is because I don't know everybody's college experience. College mm-hmm. was like the greatest thing that could happen to me. College is where you meet your road dogs for life. And I'm in contact with every one of them.
Not only that, it got you comfortable with being on like the campus radios. It kind of like made you popular, right?
Well, actually, the radio came before that. I don't know. Okay. It was working simultaneously. It was just me networking, letting people know, hey, here's what I do. I can do this. You know, we started recording in my dorm room on 2 tape decks.
Mm.
And we was making 2 tape decks and then end up finding a 4-track in our music production room on our campus school of music. Windowed ourselves in there, start doing things, start taking classes and the whole nine. But yeah, I keep in contact with every one of them, even our dancers. We were like MC Hammer. So I was like the DJ. We had 5 MCs, we had a female singer, and we had 5 dancers. So when we did a show, it was like a production. We was like MC Hammer, you know, all nine. And one of our brothers, our dancers, Joe Wilson. It's funny because you don't really know what everybody majors in college. You just going to school and everybody's hanging out at parties or whatever. But evidently, a buddy of mine who's in the group, Joe Wilson, majored in film or something like that. Long story short, he's executive producer and writer for NCIS Los Angeles. Then he moved to working on The Chi. And now recently, if you've been watching Queen Latifah, The Equalizer, that's his baby.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, all my friends are dope. Yeah, I keep in contact with everybody.
Yeah, you seem like the type that remember every classmate, every neighbor.
Everybody you meet should have some type of impact in your life. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, mostly it's positive. There are some negatives. Shout out to WBGU Power 88, Bowling Green State University. We've been getting all kinds of records, all kinds of, commissions from different labels. And Ichiban Records was one of our people that would send like crates and boxes of trash. And everybody know anything come from Ichiban and stuff is whack. One day I got another big ass box from Ichiban Records. I'm like, all right, here you go. Opened it up, seen this album, MC Bree, this little bullshit ass cover. Whack ass cover. I'm like, it had albums and several 12 inches. So I started putting on the record, like Buka said, we dropped the needle. First thing, don't grab it. Dropped the needle first. I'm like, they go, right one to the beat talk. I was like, oh, shoot. So back in radio, we had to report to the Gavin. Gavin's like the book of radio where everybody weekly puts in their playlist of what they added, what they deleted, what's charted, and what's not. So I added, boom, MC Bree in the Future in Front, #1, Ichiban Records. So I used to get phone calls from different radio stations, from different states, like, hey, man, is this MC Bree all right? I said, dude, you probably got to sit and collect the dust in your corner. Go pick it up and start playing it. Then later by later, started adding. Detroit started, because people in Detroit could pick me up because I'm in Toledo. Well, I was 20 minutes south of Toledo, but people in Detroit started picking it up. Toledo started picking it up. And then people started adding all across the nation. All of a sudden, boom. It was wildfire. I don't know if I'm particularly the one, but I think I sort of snowballed it a little bit. To the radio, I came home from college, graduated, and got into the production scene, DJ scene, and within the last 5-6 years, got introduced to the internet radio.
What happened to that the group that you did, Ephraim? I don't want to butcher.
Oh yeah,
Ephraim.
Yeah.
What happened with that group, man? That was
the quartet.
Yeah, it was a dope set.
That's actually me.
He looked like he was getting ready to say what happened was.
Right.
No. Ephraim Harris Quartet is actually me. That's my alter ego, Ephraim Harris.
No. I brought a few friends along with me. This is a little something special we put together from all of us to all of y'all. Look, this here is just a friendly invitation from me and my friends to every planet's population. It's a little groove for you to kick back with, a well-deserved interlude from all that wick-whack shit I'm saying. This here, it's on that grown folks move. The type I like to tote, blow smoke, and then float too. This vibe is gassed up, ready to take flight. So accept this invite to have a great night. Let your cares and worries levitate and skate. So for at least a couple hours, you ain't got that weight. On your back, on your shoulders, on your mind and thoughts. Bring all the drama in your life to a grinding halt. Grab a lime of salt, top shelf tequila, yep, and blow off some steam with your team and La Familia. From myself, Miss Critical, Sir Charles, and Prime. When we reach the end of this, let's do it one more time, cause we gon'
happy hour on a Friday.
I've been through Lunes, Martes, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've had enough for foolish people trying to try me. Without my honey liquor, things will implode. I'll drink it straight. I know three shots will surely warm up the soul. Let's choose a place that encapsulates growth. Rerouting immaturity to reciting an oath. Rezoning grown and sexy mentals to their spot on the throne. And all the iridescence in our lives, we're leaving alone. I think I see Eclipse chilling with Prime. We're about to float on stage and get to cooling your minds. We are about to resurrect those thoughts of feeling sublime. Now all we need is Sir Charles to help us bless up the mic. To all the ladies looking right, make sure your smile's intact. No person wants to interact with beauty scours like that. All the fellas looking smooth, make sure your wallet's a fatty. You might be leaving here alone. Now how you feel about that?
Cause I'm happy hour on a Friday. Come on, come on, get your booty on. Your favorite song to the break of the dawn. Welcome to happy hour on a Friday. Relax and come on. Throw your cares to the wind. Have drinks with a friend. It's the weekend. Let's celebrate staying alive. Whatever your hustle or your 9 to 5, happy hour, what can go wrong? Cause all around the world it's the same song. Overworked and underpaid, I'm really thanking God today is Friday. Let's toast with three friends of mine. Raise your glass to the roof and let's have a good time.
Ephraim Harris was a cat I went to middle school with at Sherwood. He was cool. His name was Ephraim Harris, and that name just stuck with me forever. So when I did a song called MySpace, where I was singing, and this, see, MySpace is how old this was. So I was singing like I was the Temptations, like the Spinners or something. What's his name? Felipe do this thing on Knee Deep. What is his name? Anyway, he's part of the spirit. So it's me, just a gag. Like, I'm rapping, and my background singers, I'm Efren Harris and Quartet. Mm-hmm. So I sort of stuck with that. I worked with Ty Sticks and Kirk Gwynn. I did a remix for them for Champagne Wishes, and it took place on a yacht, on a like a love boat type thing. And the band was, you know, featuring the Efren Harris Quartet. I worked with C10 when he put out his album called Cut the Check. I executive produced that and did four songs on that. So the opening song was like a big band, and I was introducing them. Here's C10 and the Efren Harris Quartet. So when Happy Hour came along, and I was just doing the production thing, featuring my man Eclipse, Sir Charles, and Miss Critical, Eclipse was like, man, we ought to call ourselves, what's your alter ego, the Efren Harris Quartet. Hmm. I'm like, all right, why not? So we did that, and we were supposed to actually make an album to get to your Whatever Happened. Mm-hmm. We came up with another song called Drinks on Me. And I was like, all right, what's up with this alcohol? I don't want this whole alcohol thing. You know, we had Happy Hour. Now we're talking about Drinks on Me, whatever. Basically, it just fizzled out. I was the only motivated one to keep going. And, you know, what Nationwide says, life comes at you fast. So life happened for everybody else. So You may hear Efren Harris come out again soon, very soon.
No. And it was Felipe Wynne,
yes, from the Spinners.
Okay.
Make no mistake. But he's, you know, your mama probably played the Spinners, Sadie. Early one Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Breakfast was on the table.
And you know who else remade that song?
I know.
We know. R. Kelly.
You gotta mention his name.
R. Kelly. She
Okay. You know, you got Chicago.
You can't tell her nothing bad about.
Okay.
Nobody.
Oh, he's putting breakfast on the table with some young girls. That's what he was doing.
See.
All right.
So
I gotta
go.
Well.
Oh, word? Here you go. Check it out.
Here comes
baseline. I'm telling you.
Static, man.
Nah, it's dope.
The baseline. Listen, the baseline.
Oh. That's bad.
Okay, here you go.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Nobody use this one.
That's right, ain't it?
Yeah. I ain't gonna tell nobody about
you. What you got? What kind of beat you got?
My daddy's old records, they be hitting. I said my daddy's old records, they be hitting. My daddy's old records, they be hitting. They be hitting. They be hitting. I went over to my dad's to check out his record collection. Then I flipped through some albums and I started reminiscing of the music that I used to hear when I was just a baby. Loop them in my new rap song. Well, maybe, but now I'm much older and a bit wiser. The ones, the bass, the kick, and the snare, the hypnotizer. Rap game, now I have to keep up with the Joneses. So I took a few on records, but cause he don't know this. I took them to my crib, I sampled them and looped them. I put them all together and I organized and fused them to a crew that's got my niggas bopping heads in my back. See, the best cut scratch, man, damn, but that's deep. Yes, I know, cause I took them to my kitchen, tried to clean up over 35 years of greasy chicken, but it won't stop. The snap crackles and the pop, it really doesn't matter, cause it rocks when the needle drops. At his old records, they be hit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's all right. You in the house.
I said my daddy's old records, they be hit. They be hit.
You in the house.
Just be hit.
Yeah, that song, ain't it? I gotta use that in the song.
Yeah, we gotta hook that up. That's
we gotta hook that up. All
right. All right.
We go to the studio, we check out D next week.
Word.
We gotta do that.
I'm with you.
All right. All right.
Outside opening up, what event are you looking forward to the most?
The redo, and anything. I mean, literally outside with a generator in the park.
I kind of figure you would say the redo, though.
Well, you already know how the redo goes down.
Yeah.
You see the call and response to just the energy, the good music.
I've been there since day one, so that's over 10, 11 years ago. So I know that feeling of the redo is something special. So
you know, on Sunday, you getting ready, you putting the getting the kids squared away. You telling everybody, "Hey, meet me at the redo."
Yeah.
You coming in and you going there prepared to sweat.
And go back in the time, go back to the essence of hip hop.
Go back to the essence. Mm-hmm. And you can't wait until next month.
Right.
So the plan is with O and the fellas, we gonna get that popping. And we also we're gonna take that outside too. We did a live stream at Avalon. That's right before they got shut down because they were COVID. And then we did it outside at
He used to do it at the King Center. He used to do it at the King Center.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he used to have music in the park up there.
Yep.
So, very familiar with DJ Sharp. So
And we was having some problems with it because it's in the residential area. You had to get it permitted, and because we was hip hop, beady to bop, you know. But now we're gonna take. He got some plans, so we're gonna be outside having a good time.
Okay.
Definitely. Right. So when it opens up and everything's cool, we're gonna be firing up the grills out in the park, getting it.
Yeah.
Salute. I remember you came to my situation in the park back in the day. We did that thing.
The rec center. That's what it was. We try to do things. It's hard sometimes getting love in the city, but we did what we did. You feel me? Came through.
But see, that's what we need now, though. So you did it, but let's do it now. Let's do it again.
Prime, man. Tell them where they can find you at Prime and what else we can expect from you, where we can catch you.
Oh, man. On Instagram and Twitter at Prime237. That's where you'll find all my Bandcamp information, where you can buy my whole discography of all my music, all my albums, releases. I'm working on some new music. Trying to get a 45 press, another 45 press. I did one. In the past.
Show that.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I got one.
You don't know about that.
I know about the Dexter.
You don't know about the 45 though. You don't know about the 45.
Look at this guy, man. I remember you told me you wanted that album, and I you know what I'm saying. Look,
This is my first 45. Yeah, I do records. And I'm working on another 45 instrumental. Actually, I'm putting one side is going to be called Wish I Knew, featuring the great Eddie Baird on sax. If you go to my discography, I put it out on my Dirty Roots album. But yeah, I'm going to put that on 45 and a new joint I'm working on. Working on some more video things, more photography stuff. Just trying to be creative, keep my mind sane, and just trying to make the best of this year that's coming up.
Well, you have a good night.
Peace, love, and blessings, brother, man. Great talking to you, Prime. I'll be in touch
with you, brother. Man. It's all love, man, for real.
I'm going to be with you later on.
Girlfriends talk. I'm going to hit you up to see
you. We won't interview you so close to your bedtime.
No. I got my medication. I need you to think. Your assignment for me is I need some dope Tupac lyrics.
Okay.
Now you're gonna Google all his lyrics. Huh?
Do a project for me and color inside the lines.
I always color inside the lines.
Goodbye.
All right, let's get on with JC's word on the street, man. We gotta go.
All right, bye.
All right.
Peace, brother. All right, one last.
Yo, what's good? It's the one and only MC Shan, and I helped pioneer this, and I'm getting my fix right now with my fam DJ Buka. I'm
DJ Booker.
Smacked you cause you said my name when y'all was random.
up on his cat, he thought was me and started flexing. You know I ain't even with that. So he gon' have to get that, that's on GP. Tried to creep me, but he that sleepy. Wanna strip for you? That's your kid's daddy. I ain't gon' send him on his way, put him up in that big caddy. But let him know, never mind, yo, need you to go. Take this up to 150 C. No, get that. Wonder why bitches wanna die. All I know is pain. All I feel is rain. I cannot make pain with madness on my brain. I resort to violence. My killers move in silence. Like you don't know what I silence. Then your killers are wildest. My dogs is with it. You want it? Come and get it. Took it, then we split it. Damn right we did it. What the F you gon' do when we run up on you? Messing with the wrong crew. Don't know what we gon' do. I'ma have to show how easily we broke. Let me find out there's some more that's running with Joe. Nothing we can't handle. Dismantle, light it up like a candle, just cause I can't stand you. Put my spoon tapes, like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight, and you haven't met the apes.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough fighters roll. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough fighters roll.
Yo, is y'all people crazy? You and be crazy, stop acting like a baby.
DMX, what are your feelings on the case?
Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how killers get down. Watch my killers spit round. Make you suckers kiss ground. Just for talking clown. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money.
And you feel real hurt.